It's Monday, June 22nd, 2009. Thanks for tuning in to this special Music from the United Kingdom plus a little bit from Iceland episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Are you embarrassed easily? I am. But it's nothing to worry about. It's all part of growing up and being British, and being British, and being British.
Excuse me, the record's stuck. 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 The record's stuck.
My name's Daniel.
I'm completely operational, and all my circuits are functioning perfectly.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a fantastic song that was right there. That was by a band from London. They're called Noah and the Whale, and I like to play them a whole lot. That song was called If My Album Sold a Million, and it was from a rare LP called The A-Sides. They only printed like 2,500 copies of it. Anyway, you can look on the internet and find those songs, and they're all very good for the most part. So that was Noah and the Whale. I should also mention they have a new album coming out in autumn called The First Days of Spring. Kind of an odd timing for an album with such a title. And the album, they've only released one track of it so far, which you can download from their website for free, the title track. And it's very, it doesn't sound anything like the happy music from their earlier days. It sounds very kind of sad and epic. And I went and saw them a few months ago, and they pretty much only played music from their new album. And it was all kind of this downer, sad music. And everyone in the crowd was like, why won't they just play 5 years' time? Which they never did. So, you know, whatever. Hopefully when the album actually comes out, it'll be filled to the brim with excellent songs that are really great. But I like the stuff off the A-sides a lot more than I like the stuff that I've heard from the new record. So that's why I played something from it, even though no one can buy it. So there you go. Okay, up next, three songs in a row by a band I love. They're called the Would Be Goods. They're from London, and they've been releasing stuff since the 1980s. And we're going to hear the title track from their very first album, which came out, I believe, in 88. This song is called The Camera Loves Me, and it's great. But then we're going to hear two more songs, because their career is kind of long, and until recently, you couldn't really get any of their music digitally. So they recently put it all in the iTunes store and stuff. So now it's easy to obtain instead of having to order special CDs off of websites, which was a drag and expensive. And I'm sorry that I did it, because I have this stack of CDs now with a... whatever. Okay, so here we go. The Would Be Goods, we're going to hear three songs. The first song we're going to hear is called The Camera Loves Me, and it's awesome. It's from their first album, which has this kind of interesting sound to it. All the songs on the album, The Camera Loves Me, have sort of a Caribbean feel. It's totally awesome. And then the next song we're going to hear is called Richard III, and it is from their album Brief Lives, which came out a few years ago, I think 2002. It's really good. I love that song. And then we're going to hear a song off their newest album, which is called Eventra. The song we're going to hear is Enemies of Promise, and it's not my favorite of their albums, but it is the newest, so felt like I should probably play something from it. So check it out, three songs in a row from the Would-Be Goods, all from London. And I should mention, this whole show, it's all songs basically from the UK, because I'm later this week I'm going to the UK for a little over a week, and then I'm heading over to Iceland for a wedding. So very exciting, and I felt like I should just do a whole show of music from the UK and also Iceland. So here we go, the Would-Be Goods from the UK. Right now on this special Music from the United Kingdom and a Little Bit from Iceland episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Oh, Mr. Beaton, what shall I do? They want my picture taken, so they send me round to you. Give us a smile and I'll just zoom in. Another little butterfly stuck on the pin. The camera loves me, and you can't take your eyes off me. The camera loves me. Ooh, the camera loves me, and you can't take your eyes off me. The camera loves me. Another gin and tonic and I'm yours for sure. They never took my photograph like this before. My single lens reflex is a little bit slow. I'll put another film in and we'll give it a go. The camera loves me, and you can't take your eyes off me. The camera loves me. Ooh. Goodness gracious, and who's to blame? It really must be my fault for being so vain. Now the session's over and it's time to go. Am I just another shot in your portfolio?
Immortality. His medieval that he thought that he was in luck. A sweet little girl he could take home to Fulham. Well, he needn't be afraid. I'll keep his little secret. That's okay, I want it kept a secret as well. I never break a promise and I don't believe in kiss and tell. Oh, it's Richard the Third, Richard the Third, Richard the Third.
I object to it, he automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Danny, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship, a self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would
hear... Please, please, good people, I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more major...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
The valetudinarian in a conservatory, the gardener tending his hollyhocks, the corridor inviting one more coat of paint or two, the small investor watching his stocks. Enemies promise, siren songs of indolence, narrowing horizons, disengaging the future tense. Well, he used to gaze at stars, now he stays at bars. The writer tidy, dusting her escritoire, still contemplating a second draft. The rock star needs another Mercedes-Benz or two. The poet starts another affair. Enemies of promise, siren song. Disengaging the future tense. Well, she used to need the best, now she needs a rest. At the country seat with an aged aunt who might consider a codicil. Lunch goes down nicely with a 60-fall a feet or two. Brings on a weakening of the will. Enemies siren songs of indolence,
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up, will you? Shut up!
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
That great song right there was by a new band from Liverpool called The Wave Machines, and the song's called The Greatest Escape We Ever Made, and it's from a new album of theirs called Wave If You're Really There, though I should point out that that recording of it is actually the recording from the EP that they released earlier, EP for The Greatest Escape We Ever Made, which now is no longer available online for some reason, even though I got it from, I think, iTunes or somewhere, eMusic. Anyway, it's no longer available for some reason, but I like that recording of it better than the recording that's on the album, though the album is really quite good. So if you like that song, you should check out the whole album and keep your eyes peeled. Maybe they'll re-release that EP or something, because I like that recording of that song slightly better than the album version. Okay, up next from Manchester, the United Kingdom, this is Mint Royale. We're going to hear a great new song from their new album called Pop Is. This song is called Show Me, and it features Paws from De La Soul, and it's awesome. It's totally so super awesome. And the whole album is actually really, really great. It's sort of a compilation, I guess, sort of. There's some old stuff on here and some new stuff. This song's new, and I like it a whole lot. So if you like this song, be sure to check out the whole album for Pop Is from Mint Royale, and check out Show Me right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Good evening and welcome to the Money Programme. Tonight, on the Money Programme, we're going to look at money. Lots of it, on film and in the studio. Some of it in nice piles, others in lovely clanky bits of loose change. Some of it neatly counted into fat little hundreds. Delicate fivers stuffed into bulging wallets. Nice, crisp, clean checks. Pert pieces of copper coinage thrust deep into trouser pockets. Romantic foreign money rolling against the thigh with rough familiarity. Beautiful, wayward, curlicued banknotes. Filigree copper plating cheek by jowl with tumbling hexagonal milled edges rubbing gently against the terse leather of beautifully balanced bank books. Sorry, but I love money. All money. I've always wanted money. To handle, to touch. The smell of the rain-washed florin. The lure of the lira. The glitter and the glory of the guinea. The romance of the ruble. The feel of the franc. The heel of the Deutschmark. The cold, antiseptic sting of the Swiss franc. And the sunburnt splendor of the Australian dollar.
I've got £90,000 in my pyjamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira, now the Deutschmark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
Money, money, money.
There is nothing like a newly minted pound.
Money, money, money.
Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go round.
They won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they won't play this new song. It's not that it's all controversial, just that the f***ing words are awfully strong. You can't say on the radio or. You can't even say I'd like to you someday, unless you're a doctor with a very large. So I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they dead-ing well program it. I bet you the f***ing old program directors will think it's a load of horse.
Feel there's nothing left when I feel there's
Listeners to my show will not be surprised that I had to put on a little bit of Belle and Sebastian, being that this is a special United Kingdom show, and they are, of course, from Glasgow in Scotland. I'm going to be going to Glasgow. Kind of the majority of my trip is actually going to be in Scotland, so I'm pretty excited about that. And Belle and Sebastian, so super great. That song was called The Magic of a Kind Word, and it's an old song, but they finally released it for the first time on their BBC Sessions recording, which, you know, the album as a whole, kind of just a retread, but you know, that song was a new release essentially, and very good. So if you liked that, you can only get it on the BBC Sessions, and I recommend it because I like that song a whole lot. Before Belle and Sebastian, I threw in a couple of Monty Python tracks, just because when I think of the UK, it's hard for me not to think of Monty Python. So we heard Money from their Monty Python Sings record, and then we heard I Bet You They Won't Play This Song on the Radio from The Final Ripoff, which I'm not the radio, but I would definitely play that song because it's one of my favorites. Okay, up next, a band from London, though you'd never guess it to listen to them. This is a band called Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, and you're not going to believe how great this stuff is. It sounds like this old Dust Bowl era country western music, but it's actually recorded by three siblings, Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, and they're from London. So check this out. Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, we're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear Going Up the Country from their EP, Going Up the Country. Then we're going to hear Baby Hold Me Tight from their EP, Baby Hold Me Tight / Buggin' Blues EP. So these two songs, super great and very representative. So if you like these two songs, you're going to want to pick up everything that Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis do, because it's so incredibly awesome and inexplicably from the UK. So here we go. Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis right now on The Sounds of My Head.
I'm going up the country, babe, don't you wanna go? I'm going up the country, babe, don't you wanna go? Take you to some place I've never been before. I'm going where I'm going, where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time. Gonna leave this city, got to get away. Gonna leave this city, got to get away. On a bus in a fire, man, you know I sure can't stay. The baby back and leave a truck, you know you've got to keep staying. Just a second, where we're going, I can't say what. We might even leave the USA. It's a brand new game that I just want to play. I know you see me running or screaming and crying, cause you've got a whole man and I've got mine.
Thank you.
across the mountains and across the sea. That's the only place I wanna be. But with you here tonight, that everything's alright. And baby, we tried. We tried and tried and tried all of the time. We cried and cried and cried most all of the time. But baby, baby, please give me one more chance. And I promise a true romance. Let me love you like I did before. Won't have to worry about me no more. Cause with you it's tonight, and everything's alright. And baby, hold me tight.
A 12-story block combining classical Neo-Georgian features with the efficiencies of modern techniques. The tenants arrive here in the entrance hall, are carried along the corridor on a conveyor belt in extreme comfort, past murals depicting Mediterranean scenes, towards the rotating knives. The last 20 feet of the corridor are heavily soundproofed. The blood pours down these chutes, and the mangled flesh slurps into these large...
Excuse me.
Yes?
Did you say knives?
Rotating knives, yes?
Are you proposing to slaughter our tenants?
Does that not fit in with your plans?
No, it does not. We asked for a simple block of flax.
I hadn't fully divined your attitude towards the tenants. You see, I mainly design slaughterhouses. Pity. Mind you, this is a real beaut. None of your blood caked on the walls and flesh flying out of the windows incommoding the passers-by with this one. My life has been leading up to this.
Yes, and well done, but we wanted an apartment block.
Well, may I ask you to reconsider? You wouldn't regret this. Think of the tourist trade.
I'm sorry, but we want a block of flats and not an abattoir.
Yes, well, that's the sort of blinkered Philistine pig ignorance I've come to expect from you non-creative garbage. You sit there on your loathsome spotty behind, squeezing blackheads, not caring a tinker's cuss for the struggling artist, you excrement.
That was a great song right there. It was a cover of the Undertones' Teenage Kicks by a band from Reykjavik, Iceland called Sea Bear. And Sea Bear, if I had to describe them, I'd say they're the Ladybug Transistor of Iceland, because they've got that chamber pop sound, and it's very nice, and it doesn't sound... You don't hear Iceland in their accents at all. It's very strange, but I like them a lot. And for some reason, I never played anything from their debut, which came out a couple years back. I was noticing that I'd never played anything by them, and then I was about to play something from that album, and then I was like, well, really, I should play something from their new EP, since it's new. So if you like that song, check out their whole first album. There you go, Teenage Kicks, as covered by Sea Bear from Iceland, where I'm going for a wedding, which I'm pretty excited about. It's always fun to go there, even if only for a few short days. Okay, finishing up this special Music from the United Kingdom, plus a little bit from Iceland episode of The Sounds of My Head, Ball Boy, also from Scotland. We're going to hear a song of his called Sicily. It's from his newest album, which I've never played anything from. It's called I Worked on the Ships, and it's not my favorite album of his, but I love Ball Boy very, very much indeed. So here we go, Sicily by Ball Boy, finishing up this special Music from the United Kingdom, plus a little bit from Iceland episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Says Sicily, and she colluded at the bus stop with the captain and the rest of the men. She colluded at the bus stop, said it didn't feel that dangerous then. Monday morning in a strange bed in this town, Wake up slowly, take a long look around. Get dressed quickly, trying hard not to wake him. Leave in silence, cause it's better that way. And then hey, it's not as though you wanted to, but hey, we all do what we need to get through. And hey, it's not as though you wanted to, but you did it just for something to do. Fashions and the breeze from the spree. She knows it's all or nothing, no turning back now. But hey, she didn't like her old life anyway. And then no, it's not as though she meant it, but she likes it now, it's all come to pass. And no, it's not as though she meant it, but she knows that she can't change the past. So you spend a day with this old diary that charts the hopes and dreams and fears of Sicily. And she, deluded at the bus stop, started something that she couldn't contain. She, deluded at the bus stop, didn't know her life would never be the same. And hey, you said you wouldn't read it, you're not sure she had wanted you to, but hey, it's too late to unread it. And maybe she just put it all down for you. And hey, it's not as though you meant to, but we all do what we need to get through. And hey, it's not as though you wanted to, but maybe this is what you wanted for you.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Fiddler's Canon by Noah and the Whale. I also talked over The Rush Home with Love by Mint Royale, Global Capital by Iceland's Apparat Organ Quartet, and Good Morning Scarecrow by Sea Bear. If you like the music you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen, and you can leave comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com or email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you again in 2 weeks on July 6th with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.